Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight we're going to talk about preachy movies that are remakes of movies that were preachy about avoiding nuclear annihilation, or what was known in the industry as MAD, or Mutually Assured Destruction. During the Cold War, there was a handful of films that came out basically dealing with this fear, this threat that we basically could destroy everything. That can't happen now. Oh wait, yeah, it can. It changes everything. The nuclear age changes everything. If Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull taught us anything, that's some scary shit. Right. Doctor Strangelove. And so there's a lot of these science fiction films that came out that dealt with this in different sorts of ways. You had the radioactive giant ants. You had the Day the Earth Stood Still. And you had... even The Thing was kind of like that. It was about science and, you know, the fear of... the unknown, and...
Was The Thing really about anything except for awesome? It was about...
No, I'm talking about the original Thing. The Howard Hawks one. In the 50s.
Does that movie even exist anymore? Haven't they just gotten rid of all the prints?
John Carpenter was like, it won't exist! Yeah. Then I'll destroy all of them. And then there'll be only bourbon.
The Day the Earth Stood Still, the new one. Is... Let me think of how I can put this.
You got John Hamm from Mad Men. Is in it, right?
Yes, he is.
Have you watched any of that show at all?
I've seen bits and pieces of it. He's a completely pointless character. The guy from Early Edition is in it. He's a pointless character. The guy who gets the newspapers a day early.
Yeah, that's what Early Edition was, huh? Wasn't Christy Swanson in that for a while?
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
I do, too.
It wasn't...
It's about Optimus Prime being vaporized,
I see
right?
A lot of movies with Blaine.
Mm-hmm.
And one of us laughing at something inappropriately is the indicator that this is a movie to be ridiculed mm-hmm. and or loved.
Yes.
Was
this the case where he was doing it and you weren't and
no,
you thought maybe...
neither of us did.
Oh.
It was... It's not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie. It's decently entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool kind of sci-fi deal.
The robot's in it, right?
There's a robot in it. It looks super fake.
But that's the way the first original did.
Right? No. That was a real thing, though.
Yeah.
This is a big fake CGI deal. Oh. And then, what does he call himself? What's his name?
Quato.
I always want to say Quato. It's Klaatu.
Klaatu, yeah.
Klaatu. Keanu Reeves is decent. Jennifer Connelly is annoying because she's all skinny and she doesn't have her...
What?
What? Since she lost weight. So I guess the skinny one will be okay.
Yeah.
Can that stay in?
No.
top off your ruby red there.
I think I'm going to have to.
He-Man, woman hater. What boring movie was I talking about? The Day the Earth Stood Still. Mm-hmm. So in this movie, we have the post-Requiem for a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful mind... House of Sand and Fog.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Connelly. Anyway, that all aside, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter.
No,
her character is inconsequential in this. She's the main character, basically. She's a scientist, yeah. Will Smith Jr. is her stepkid. And Will Smith Jr. Is like all angry because the backstory is Connelly married Will Smith Jr.'s dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bit the dust because he was in Iraq, right? He bit the big one.
Mm-hmm.
He took a bullet meant for old King George.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of colloquialisms for dying in the war, the Iraqi war.
Jesus.
So the kid's all bitter,
mm-hmm.
You're right?
Yeah.
He calls his mom Helen. It's not his mom, it's his stepmom. He calls her Helen. This movie sucks. but it doesn't at the same time. It's just boring. So
how is it? Was it like 2 hours long?
Nah, hour and a half.
Okay.
Something like that. There was a trailer for something. Oh, yeah. Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine.
That was pretty fun. And then the movie started, and then we just kind of sat there.
I keep trying to identify all the mutants they show in the quick montage. They got Gambit, you got Sabretooth.
You got your Gambit, you got your Sabretooth, you got your Deadpool.
Did they show Deadpool?
It's Ryan Reynolds.
I don't
remember if they showed him or not.
They did. They showed Ryan Reynolds, but that isn't Deadpool.
He plays Deadpool.
Deadpool has a...
It's before he gets disfigured.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah. Well, Gambit doesn't look like Gambit in it. What do you want?
I don't know.
I want Deadpool
to be cool. Yeah. They should do Cable next.
Deadpool breaks the fourth wall a lot in the comics. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He constantly talks to the reader.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I have only read like a couple of Wolverine issues where he was in it, and I'm like, this is hilarious.
Yeah,
this guy's like, this guy's like, now you left your heart and your lungs in San Francisco.
Yeah. So anyway, they snatch up Connelly out of her arguing with Will Smith Jr. Mm-hmm. one day,
and say, "Lady, that's like you know,
in the car, they're
way
like,
too beautiful to be a scientist."
But she is,
lady. Yeah, but she is.
Yeah, the rest of the scientists look like scientists.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but she's the head one.
Not her. Yeah,
she climbed to the top somehow.
She was pulled off to this super side project thing, the madman dude, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Hey, good to see you."
Is he supposed to be like an NSA guy or something?
He's a high up government scientist person. And he wants her involved because they used to be buddies, they went to school together, whatever.
Does he like kind of say things that then in between drags of cigarettes and
no
drinking?
Cigarettes.
Oh man. That's the best way for that guy to do stuff.
He informs her that they do some sort of like debriefing thing like in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sits in this like conference room, stadium seating conference room.
Wait, the kingdom?
And, remember the kingdom?
The Ridley Scott movie?
The kingdom.
The kingdom. Oh, yeah. Peter Berg.
Okay, so. What boring movie were we talking about?
We were talking about
Day of the Earth Stood
Still. Day of the Earth Stood Still. So, they do the debriefing.
Debriefing, they say, listen.
Who's the comedic relief? Did we got Jason Bateman?
Keanu Reeves. So.
Stupid, dumb question.
Yeah,
sorry. Is War Child in this?
Who's War Child?
From Point Break?
I don't remember names from Point Break.
I don't remember names.
Why would I remember names from Point Break?
Really?
I know Johnny Utah.
Johnny Utah?
That's all you need to know.
That's really all
it's
you
such
need
a
to
fake
know.
Name. I'm Bill Washington.
Oh.
I'm
Dakota Fanning.
Yeah. They go, hey, look, there's this celestial body. We could tell it wasn't shooting through the galaxy on the usual orbit. So we figured it was going to pass the Earth by a couple million miles.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's going to hit us. They're like, oh no, when? He's like, in an hour. So they all go to Central Park, or they're all trying to bail, because they imagine that this meteor or whatever it is going to obliterate Manhattan.
Everything.
It's going to land in Central Park, which they're like, what's the odds of that? And it's like 1 in a billion or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway, it turns out it's just be this big orb. Oh, really interesting. It starts... in the 1920s. And Keanu Reeves is a mountain hiker.
Uh-huh.
Hiker, mountain climber dude. He's in the Indian Alps, I guess you call him. He comes across some hits the ground in the middle of the night. He's in his tent. He gets out of there. He crawls over, and it's a... Wow, that was impressive.
Because you could like hear it coming for a while?
Yeah, totally.
It was
trying to get out, yeah. It was a velociraptor. And Keanu Reeves goes to this small orb thing.
Mm-hmm.
He wipes the ice off of it. He cracks it with his little hammer. And
so basically, Keanu Reeves is a human.
No. He's Klaatu. Backstory is, he touches this orb. He passes out. He wakes up and he takes off his glove. And the patch of skin that was exposed from the glove is all like red. And they basically took a sample of this guy who looked like Keanu Reeves' DNA... So they can use that as when they the orb, when it comes to Earth in 2008, mm-hmm. gives birth to this person that walks out and falls down. They shoot him, whatever, because they're afraid.
Yeah,
they're Americans. They're afraid of anything different.
You know, yeah, xenophobic.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Sure, Nicole will have a good review of it.
Take him off to the hospital, and this doctor extracts all the stuff from the outside. It's the placental stuff, mm-hmm. and inside is Keanu Reeves from The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
No
hair,
like in The Matrix, yeah. And he kind of grows in the space of hours to be the normal Keanu Reeves we all know and love. And he can speak normally and stuff like that. And he tells him he wants to talk to the world leaders. And Kathy Bates, here's mm-hmm. another annoying part of the movie. She is basically speaking for the president because they've all bailed. You got to keep those people alive. They're all flying around, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's the mouthpiece for the president. She's taking action.
What is she, National Security Advisor? What's she's her something like official that, yeah. title?
Okay. I don't know. It doesn't matter. And she was really annoying because she just talks like Kathy Bates. She just kind of talks like this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take care of this. And this one's like, well, listen, we got this. And she's like, well, listen, here's my thing. You know, national security, yada, yada. She just talks like a normal person talking. Yeah. Like, it's not any sort of, like, scary or anything. But she's kind of like the bad guy, I guess you'd say. Not really, though.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Let me cut to the chase. Keanu Reeves tells him, listen, the Earth is... I'm here to save the Earth. And they're like, oh, you mean us? He's like, no, I mean the Earth, because you humans are killing it. So I'm going to save the Earth from you by... I'm the spokesperson for
an international consortium.
Yeah, there's only a few planets in the entirety of the universe that we've mapped that can support life. You're one of them. Your planet's far too important to the whole universe to let die. So they've all decided to wipe you out, and I'm here to judge that. Whether or not, you know, and then he's mm-hmm. like, says, let's do it.
It's kind of like Q in the first episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
Exactly like that. And then he's like, you got to show me otherwise, you know? And so John Cleese, who's like some, at one point she's
John
like,
Cleese is in the
yeah,
movie?
Listen. So he's like, I spoke to your leaders. They didn't want to have anything to do with me. And she's like, those aren't leaders. That's the government. That's not our leaders. So she drives him off into the woods. The leaders in Nobel... Peace Prize winning scientist by the name of John Cleese.
Nobel Peace Prize winning
Nobel
scientist?
Something Prize, who knows? And his
little Nobel Peace Prize is what you give to retired terrorists.
Right.
Just so we're clear.
It's not
like a legitimate award.
He won a Nobel Prize.
Okay, so he's an actual, like, intelligent guy then.
Yeah. And he tells Keanu Reeves, listen, buddy, you know, how did your race get to be the way they were? He's like, well, we evolved when our sun was about to explode. Our race had to evolve, so it did, you know, and to survive. And he's like, well, we're at that point, so why don't you give us a chance instead of wiping us off the Earth? You know,
yeah,
he's like, you know, if our Earth's about to die, then let us evolve and fix it. And kind of was like, and so, you know, they run
but
off.
But I want to be judgmental.
And so they run off, and then he's like, you know, I haven't seen anything to make me change my mind. I'm going to go ahead and give away the movie. It's really stupid.
I'm sure.
At the end...
Is it Hope of a Child?
At the end, he changes his mind because he sees Will Smith Jr. and Jennifer Connelly crying together because the kid's upset about his dad, and he finally lets it out, and she's like, you're not alone, I'm here for you. And Keanu Reeves is like, whoa, I've seen the different side. I've seen it. I guess I'm going to try to save race anyway, even though it's too late, because the big robot thing...
Mm-hmm.
turned into a billion tiny metallic bugs that basically eat through all non-organic material. You've seen the thing in the previews where, like, the truck's driving down the highway
yeah,
and just
yeah.
kind of, like, destroys it? That's what that stuff is. It's a cloud of that.
That wouldn't destroy a human. Is it all non-organic?
Non-earth material. Non-human material.
Okay. These things kill people, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Rips right through them.
They should have just released Monkey Business on them.
So...
You know, like Twinkle Maria Murdoch.
Yeah. Anyway. At the very end, they're hiding under a bridge in Central Park, and the big orb's there, and Keanu's like, they got some of the bugs in them, so they're dying, but he sucks them out, his mm-hmm. powers, and they go in him instead. And he's like, thanks for showing me the light, you know, whatever. And he walks out through the cloud of bugs, and they're eating them up, and he touches the sphere at the last second, and it drops all the bugs dead. Kills all, it was almost like an EMP bomb or whatever,
mm-hmm.
EM,
yeah.
you know?
Like in Escape from L.A.
Kind of. It kills everything.
Does Keanu Reeves go and find his American Spirit cigarette to sit in there and then light one up?
But it kills everything mechanical / electric on Earth. It all drops everything. So humankind is left
back in the caves.
Kind of, yeah. But this is their chance to evolve.
They'll evolve not to use electricity.
So the worm takes off. They're all good. And
they're all good because when the electricity died out, as George Carlin has pointed out in his last, I believe, his last comedy special, though maybe it was the one before that, if all the electricity goes away, then all the crazies and all the insane murderers and stuff that have been locked up in overcrowded prisons are going to escape. And so that's what happens then. So that's how we evolve. Right.
We evolve because we have to protect ourselves from those, and it turns into Mad Max.
It turns into Mad Max / Conan the Barbarian. Well, thanks, Claudu. Thanks for that. And thanks for leaving a mess of a bunch of metal alien robots.
It sounds like we really have a lot to say about this. You should have seen this movie.
I should have.
You would have given me the ire I needed to care about this movie.
I think I might have helped with that.
I didn't care. It just wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think I would care either.
And then it ended.
Was there a secret ending?
And the credits rolled. And I didn't care if there was a secret ending, so I left.
No! I hate that, because everything has to have a secret ending.
And then
now.
This was the conversation Blaine and I had as we walked dejectedly to our cars. He said, "That was terrible." And I said, "It wasn't that bad." And then we got in our cars and drove away. Will Smith Jr. is going to grow up and be...
the next Karate Kid.
He's going to be the next Karate Kid, for sure. But I think after that, he's going to be someone who ends up probably showing his dick off Broadway. To increase his street cred with the acting community, and suddenly he'll be Daniel Radcliffe, and he'll be in the next movie about let's say when they remake Space Camp, which I assume is coming at some point.
Wouldn't Real Geniuses come first? Space Camp was terrible. Real Geniuses was awesome.
I know, but you don't remake the awesome ones. That's... And if you do, you ruin them. You remake something slightly terrible.
Like Space Camp. Like
Space Camp. Nobody cares about. And
wow, they went into space in Space Camp.
They did. And they came home okay.
They have found the window.
Yeah.
I remember as a little kid, I was confused about what you need a special wind to get.
Yeah.
You look for
otherwise you burn up.
You look for weak points in the ozone layer or something like that.
Yeah, it's just the window of trajectory.
Yeah.
So they'll remake that, and in the end he'll find they'll just mix contact with it, and he'll find some sentient race that tells them that we need to stop having cars that run on
fossil fuels on dead dinosaurs.
Yeah,
they should run off
because the ghosts of those dinosaurs are going to be angry.
Sunshine and lollipops.
You've defiled our corpses, and the dinosaur ghosts will say.
Yes, they will.
That's an awesome idea for a movie. Dinosaur ghosts of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Pissed because of the fossil fuel thing. Mm-hmm. They just realized it because they were vacationing. They come back and they're like, "Wait a minute. Since the Industrial Revolution, you've been defiling our corpses. This won't stand."
No, it won't.
"We were once protectors of you, but now we're..." And then they have like a huge Transformers fight. Except for no one actually gets hurt because the ghosts can't touch anything. That'd be awesome.
But their hair gets wafted.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid, man.
That Triceratops just totally would have run me over if it was real.
No, not a Stegosaurus.
Yeah. And it won't be this, like, newfangled 1993 stuff like T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That's right.
Gosh darn it.
God darn it. And remember when everyone jumped on the T-Rex bag?
Everybody called it that.
It was shorter, though.
Guys who were talking at, like, Harvard and stuff... Archaeologists were kind of saying
that's things. Because it's scientifically the way you do things like that. You okay, how's it work?
Well, I know
King
it had
Philip
to be
came my... over from Greece singing songs. Okay, Greece. So the genus is usually just the first letter with a period, and then the species is what's actually written out. So in scientific literature, a lot of times they do say things. So it would be like T. Rex.
But here's the thing: it's a made-up name in Latin. Is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the Latin is fake because you name it after something pop culture or someone's
They're
name.
All made up names in Latin. It's
Rex
it's,
is a name. It's king.
But it's taxonomy. It's like, you know, you're describing the Latin stuff isn't like more accurate.
It's tyrannical lizard king.
I know.
It's Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I know. But I mean, like, even butterfly, lepidoptera, or whatever the hell, you know, it's if in Latin it just means something as stupid as. Whatever, because it's a foreign language and a dead language, it's given
leopard
a high...
Leopard helicopter, right?
Yeah, exactly. It means a leopard helicopter.
It's the leopard helicopter.
Because of the spots and shininess on it, yeah. All the fancy words are just another language, stupid words.
Somebody found something in the ocean and named it after, like, Aerosmith recently.
Really?
Yeah. That's not cool.
That's really not cool. Because they didn't want to miss a thing, probably, huh?
No.
I'm gonna have to cut all this out.
No, why? Nobody's listening to this, dude. Except for
not now. I don't want to marginalize. I don't want
manly men.
I don't want to marginalize my audience, though.
Marginalize your audience? You think any girls listen to film junk or anything like that?
I think all kinds of
no.
But
no.
I hope
no.
I started the podcast.
Bob Hope.
I started the podcast to meet women.
Bob Hope was in Twilight.
You kept saying that, and I couldn't even get the joke. Is it just because that
she looks like Bob Hope?
Sort of
talks
like
her. Her face looks like the moon, Mac Tonight from the McDonald's ads.
Oh, good.
I guess the skinny one would be okay.
Yeah.
Can that stay in?
No.
Yeah, top off your ruby red there.
I think I'm going to have to.
He-Man woman hater.